For the time has come, the judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? 1 Peter 4:17. Shalom, greetings. Welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Sean. Website can be found at scriptureandprophecy.com. That's where you go to find the archives. That's where you go to support this mission of truth. Today we're going to look at this week's Haftarah, the prophet's portion, which happens to be Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 16 through 38. A couple of headlines with this, 16 through about verse 21. God is talking about his concern for his holy name. And then from verse 22 to 37, it's prophesying and talking about how God would at some point put his spirit within his people. Of course, we know in hindsight that was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that now comes upon those who have trusted Messiah. You know, something I just wanted to mention. I don't know about all of you, but there's a sense and a feeling of heaviness that I've just really noticed recently. A feeling of a darkness that's really descended or ascended or whatever. A darkness has come upon the earth, or at least the nation of the United States, and it's the thickness of it, the heaviness of it can be felt, I think, by those with the Spirit of God. We know something's up. Something's happening. There's also just so many weird coincidences and things developing. Obviously, we have the eclipse on April 8th, and it's been made a huge deal, and there's not a person in North America who's not aware of it. Then there's billboards and t-shirts, and there's a reason, I think, that God has made it aware. It's one of those things that I believe it is a sign, because that's the whole point of the heavens, for signs and seasons and appointed times. You also have the predictive programming and the testing that's being done by the most evil and vile people. You see the predictive programming through television and shows and things like that. And the predictive programming that's been coming forth recently is like power grid coming down, communications coming down. Of course, we had that little blip that one day where communications were down for millions and millions of people across the U.S. There was also another little blip that most people didn't realize about a week later, where all communication services as it pertains to social media was down for a few hours. I believe those things are test. Can it be done? How is it done? In addition to, well, and then the commercials are showing this too. I don't know. I'm a fan of March Madness. You know, I grew up as a kid who loved watching basketball, and so I do watch the tournament. And one of the most common commercials that is being pushed by the NCAA is in the commercial, everyone's like watching March Madness in bars and on, you know, at home on their TV, and then all of a sudden the complete power grid goes down. And of course, the cute commercial is that, oh, well, you can just watch it from an app on your phone. But it's just interesting that is something that's being pushed on that. And if you look up when is the tournament championship, when NCAA championship 2024, I'm actually Googling it right now just to confirm that I have that right. I thought, right, yeah, April 8th, That's the day of the eclipse. That's when the NCAA championship is. Oh, is it all a coincidence? Maybe. But I don't think so. And maybe some of you have heard about the billions of cicadas that are supposed to emerge during this around this time frame. Apparently, this is one of those strange years that lines up with both broods. If you're from the Midwest, you're familiar with the cicadas, right? Every once in a while, you'll get the ones that are red and they have like orange on their wings. But usually it's the green ones, depending on how things line up. But beginning any time between late April to June, there's going to be two broods that will emerge in 17 states spanning the southeast to the Midwest. So depending on where you live, you could get this massive influx of cicadas, bigger than usual. And apparently this doesn't happen very often, because there are, each brood is on like a 13-year or 17-year cycle. And so it's very, very unusual for it to happen. Just interesting. Just very interesting things developing. And you know, I had a weird feeling in 2020, and I did like a New Year's podcast, and I said, something's up, something's weird, buckle up. And then, of course, we all know what happened. I've had that same sense this year, and I would say, as we get into the year, that feeling, that heaviness, is magnified 5-10 times compared to what I was feeling at the beginning of 2020. So I say all that just to say, take your relationship with God very seriously. Take it very, very seriously. Draw near to Him. These are incredible times. And something is up. Something is happening. May God's mercy be upon us. Let's read our portion for today, the prophet's portion. I'm actually going to read it from the Hallelujah Scriptures, because we start with verse 16, where one of God's concerns is for His holy name. And so it just makes sense that we read from a translation that actually uses His holy name. So open up your hearts. Let's see what the Word of God had to say to us this morning. Let's begin. Ezekiel 36, starting with verse 16. And the word of Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own ways and deeds. To me their ways are like the uncleanliness of a woman in her monthly period. So I poured out my wrath on them for the blood that they had shed on the land, and for the idols they defiled it. And I scattered them among the Gentiles, and they were dispersed throughout the lands. I have judged them according to their ways and their deeds. And when they came to the Gentiles, wherever they went, they profaned my Kodesh name. For it was said of them, These are the people of Jehovah, and yet they have gone out of His land. But I had compassion on my Kodesh name, that is to say, His holy name, which the house of Yisrael had profaned among the Gentiles wherever they went. Therefore say to the house of Yisrael, Thus said Adon Jehovah, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Yisrael, but for my Kodesh name's sake, which you have profaned among the Gentiles wherever you went. And I shall Kodesh my great name, which has been profaned among the Gentiles, which you have profaned in their midst. And the Gentiles shall know that I am Jehovah, declares the Adon Jehovah, when I am Kodesh in you before their eyes. So please note, one of the things, you know, you'll read in the Psalms, you know, and in other places, you know, for your own name's sake, Lord, please protect us. For your own name's sake, you know, please come to our rescue type of thing. And it's because it's about like a representation. You know, if you saw all of God's people in the streets starving, begging for bread, that would not represent God very well, would it? Well, in the same way, God is complaining that his people are misrepresenting him, and it's profaning his name. And so for his name's sake, he's going to, you know, come to their aid. And now he's talking about how even the Gentiles at some point are going to know who he is. And of course, we're going to get the Holy Spirit prophecies here in just a second. Let's get back to verse 24. And I shall take you from among the Gentiles, and I shall gather you out of all lands, and I shall bring you into your own land. And I shall sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness and from your idols. I cleanse you. And I shall give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. And I shall take the heart of stone out of your flesh, and I shall give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my ruach, that is to say spirit, within you. And I shall cause you to walk in my laws and guard my right rulings, and you shall do them. Please notice what the Holy Spirit of God in men does. It empowers them to obey. Right? We've been talking about this. We've been reading the book of James. For years we've talked about this. Right? That Jesus didn't set you free to sin, but he set you free from sin. Christians have it backwards in modern times. The church has it backwards in modern times. They talk about the freedom now that you have, but they think it's the freedom to sin. Not understanding that you've been set free from the bondage of sin, meaning it should not have the same power over you. You see, when he puts a spirit in you, you have a new heart. Your heart of stone that's hard and can't be moved now becomes a soft heart of flesh. He says, I will put my ruach within you, and shall cause you to walk in my laws and guard my right rulings, and you shall do them. Verse 28. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I shall be your Elohim. And I shall save you from all your uncleanliness, and I shall call for the grain to increase it. And I shall bring no scarcity of food upon you. And I shall increase the fruit of your trees and increase of your fields, so that you need never again to bear the reproach of scarcity of food among the Gentiles. And you shall remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good. And you shall loathe yourselves in your own eyes for your wickedness and your abomination. Please note, that's an interesting statement. Again, what happens when you have the Spirit of God within you? Well, number one, you're grieved by sin, right? You can't stand it. And we're all fallen, right? And we all still make mistakes and sin and do the thing that we don't want to do. And then the thing we want to do, we can't do it very well. One of the telltales, I think, is that you hate your own sin. Let's read that again. And you shall remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good. And you shall loathe yourselves in your own eyes for your wickedness and for your abominations. Verse 32. Not for your sakes I am acting, declares Adon Jehovah. Let it be known to you. Be ashamed and blush for your ways, O house of Israel. Thus said Adon Jehovah, Oh, the day that I cleanse you from all your wickedness, I shall cause the cities to be inhabited, and the ruined places shall be rebuilt, and the land that was laid waste tilled instead of being a ruin before the eyes of all who pass by. And they shall say, This land that was laid waste has become the Garden of Eden. And the wasted and deserted and the destroyed cities are now walled and inhabited. There is a sense in which this has happened. I don't think it's completely fulfilled necessarily, but there's no question that for a very long time, the land of Israel was just barren. And since the return of God's people, or I'll just say the Jews, because if you deny Jesus, you don't know the Father, according to Christ himself. But since the return of the Jews to the land, what has happened? It's become lush, producing fruit. Unwalled cities are now walled again. And of course, there's still massive conflict over it all, so it's obviously not completely fulfilled. Verse 36, then the Gentiles, which are left all around you, shall know that I, Jehovah, have rebuilt the destroyed places and planted what was laid waste. I, Jehovah, have spoken to it, and I shall do it. Thus said Adon Jehovah, once again, I shall let the house of Yisrael inquire of me to do for them, and I shall increase their men like a flock, as a Kodesh flock, and as the flock of Yerushalayim, that is to say Jerusalem, at her appointed times. So shall the wasted cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am Jehovah. And that is the prophet's portion reading for this week. I pray you've been blessed and strengthened this morning. Please remember, this broadcast is 100% listener supported. Please consider supporting it. Strange times are upon us. Heavy times are upon us. Maybe some of you feel that same thickness of darkness, of heaviness that seems to have descended upon the land. God's mercy, may it be upon us. May God's favor be upon us. Jesus said, pray that you may be counted worthy to escape all of these things and to stand before the Son of Man. Thank you for listening. Peace and grace be upon you. And until next time, God bless.